On this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast, each of us will build the ultimate 80s band. We're also going to pick a winner from our studio or from our live audience who builds the ultimate 80s band that we like, and you're going to get a special prize for doing that. Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Welcome back, moms and dads, boys and girls, children of all ages, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. On this edition of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, we have the return of the lovely and talented, all knowledgeable Lily V6.
Thank God.
What's up? Sweating.
I know. We're having a little heat wave here in Pittsburgh. Guys, welcome to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Please go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com or LouLombardiMusic.com. This gives you access to our private Facebook group, along with some free music and opportunities to win cool prizes. Ooh. So check that out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com or LouLombardiMusic.com. Shout out to Rock Rage Radio. The Ludini Rock and Roll Circus airs, I don't know if they mean airs, literally, in the days of the internet, I don't know what the nomenclature is. We'll say airs on Sundays on rockrageradio.com. It is a great internet radio station. They're doing good stuff. They sponsor shows and Curtain Call Records, all kind of really cool stuff. So check them out at rockrageradio.com. Download the app. And also I want to give a shout out to Wolf's Customs. Wolfscustoms.online. Why am I telling you about Wolfscustoms.online? That's because this is where you can get a custom paint job, custom finish. I just saw a guy post a picture with a Dean V that Chris did in the Eddie Van Halen.
I saw that.
It's badass.
It was really cool.
Very cool.
Freaking badass. So you want to go to Wolfscustoms.online and check it out. We have, in addition to Lily V6, we've got Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's up, Keith?
You know, I'm living a dream, Holmes.
Good. And we have Pittsburgh Kevin as well.
I'm living the nightmare, Holmes.
The nightmare.
Come Kevin, on. Do me a favor, Kevin. Get your own material, please. Work on it for next week, all right?
Okay.
Somebody hasn't been doing their homework.
Who?
Pittsburgh Kevin.
Oh, writing my own material? It's just so much easier to steal from Hawk.
Well, what we do here usually is any joke you hear most of the time is something we heard from another comedian or a television show or another podcast. Like, we don't give a shit. Like, we'll just say whatever we want to say if we think it's going to entertain people. So that's the thing. So just
here's something I want to know. You want to know what I want? My question today, man, are the Steelers this bad? Holy shit.
Yikes.
It's depressing.
Yikes.
I don't know who that is. So,
I forgot you are anti-sports.
You're
the only person on the planet with genitalia that doesn't like sports, I think, but that's okay. That's a whole other, that's a whole other topic. Some people need to hang it up. Hang up the cleats, man. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ben Toothless.
We'll save it for another time, but let's talk about dream teams.
We're getting right into that.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get started with this.
Wow.
Here's what the concept is. This is to build an ultimate 80s band. Here's what I'm going to do for you guys in the inner circle. Since this Facebook has got it screwed up, we're just going to pick. I run a post earlier in the week on this topic. We're going to pick our favorite from that post, and that's how we'll decide who gets the Ludini mug. Yeah. Okay, so that's how we're going to handle that.
What?
Okay, and so don't worry about that. So we're going to go around the room. Here's how I thought we should do it, and we start with the drummers. Each one of us picks our drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it.
And then each one of then once we go around the room, we come back. We do. Everybody picks their bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody, then the guitar players, and so on. And then at the very end, Keith, we see if we can take our four bands and put them together to make the ultimate.
Yeah, sorry,
God bless you. The ultimate 80s metal band.
All right, so let me get this straight. Like, so you posted, do your fantasy band 80s metal style, correct?
Right.
Because there was a lot of responses on there that weren't like 80s at all, and I was like a little confused.
Well, you know,
I mean, I'm people social media. What can you do? I mean, but it is what it is. I was just trying to keep my like shit together with it, so I was thinking 80s metal. That's a lot of things. I mean, that could be a lot of different kind of bands. There's like real metal, then there's like glam metal, and then there's
here's
this metal,
what I
want to
do. Hold on, time out. I'm meaning that in the most broad sense. The broadest sense of if you have somebody from Megadeth and I've got somebody from AC/DC, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna
totally fine. Yeah, that's why
we're
just
not gonna
to
get
go
like
campaign.
We're not gonna. I'm not gonna get into that's not metal. I don't want to get into that. That's not what we're doing. It's, you know,
no,
that's
I
not what we're doing.
I was like a little confused because there was people that you know, like I said, I thought if we were like basing off of like fan picks, we'll say.
No. Well, I'm just gonna give. No. We're gonna give a prize.
Well, I got my own band, but I was looking at a lot of the posts.
Okay.
And they confused me.
Well, we're picking our own. We're doing our own thing, but we're just gonna pick. We're gonna look at the posts and see which one we like the best, and send somebody a nice coffee mug.
There you go.
So that's all we're gonna do with that. So it's, you know, just gonna keep it easy. So let's go ahead and get started. We're gonna talk about drummers. Keith, you probably have a lot to say about this. So listen, me and Kevin and Lily are gonna go first, and I want you to go at the end because I think that you can really like enlighten us on this at the end. Okay.
Oh,
I make no guarantees.
Okay, sounds great. Go ahead. We're gonna go the opposite way. Pittsburgh, Kevin. Why don't you start with your drummer?
All right.
Your drummer?
As always, I don't really pay attention to the rules, and I went with rock. I went to 80s
whatever.
Rock.
That's fine.
Is
we're
that
not
okay?
going to get like
I don't
want to
get into
air.
Semantics.
We're not going to split
I
hairs.
I don't want to say I'm anti-semantic.
Wow.
We're not going to split hairs.
Okay.
That's
good.
Not the
There's
point.
There's no hair to split.
All right, so my drummer, and you're going to see a trend as the show goes on. My drummer is Sandy West. Do you know who Sandy West
is? I do not know.
Sandy West was the drummer for The Runaways.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I knew that.
So why did I pick her? I love The
this
Runaways.
This is a good question.
Keith,
this is a question that's going to fucking bug me the rest of the night, but go ahead.
I'll tell you why, Keith. So Sandy, I like The Runaways, and I can remember seeing interviews with Sandy, and she was very upset about the breakup of The Runaways, and she always wanted to do at least one more show where they got together and reunited, and that never happened, and unfortunately Sandy has passed away. So she is no
sure
longer
not gonna
with
happen
us.
Now.
It's definitely not going to happen now.
That sucks because I have a couple gigs for her right now that I'd rather just fucking vomit in my hand then you know, I'd give them to her in a minute. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, that's your rationale.
But that was my rationale. I've always liked Sandy. She was such a down-to-earth person in her interviews, and so that's why I picked Sandy.
I just also want to say real quick, like, I love your comments, Hawk. Keep them coming. But it ultimate could mean a lot of different things. It could be like, let's get maybe guys never play together would make a really crazy sound. Wouldn't necessarily be the, like, greatest particular players, but just like so, we're just having fun. But
we're just having
fun.
Hey
man, I know
that
I'm
was a terrible
see,
pick.
I'm gonna by your rules, like I said.
Oh my god,
I'm going out with. I'm gonna try to.
I'm
go
sorry,
out
Sandy.
Man,
you're yeah. gonna go out. That's why I want you to go last because I know you'll be the creme de la creme. Lily V6 with your lung infection. This is what you get for getting breast augmentation surgery.
Yeah. I know.
By the way, they look great.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What happened there?
You missed some staff meetings, obviously.
Come on. This is for real? I'm like completely off the marker here. What's going on?
Not real.
What did you do? Did you get them smaller?
No.
It's just a joke, isn't it? It's just a joke.
Nothing's different.
You know what they say? It's like, you know, it's like that's a real sin because it's like slapping God in the face for giving you a wonderful gift. That's all I can say.
Well, here's what I'd say about it.
No, I did
here's
not do
what,
that.
Here's what happened, Keith. First, she had a big pad in there, baloney tits. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
And then she wanted more like the watermelon tits.
Wow.
So she...
Nothing has changed with my breasts other than I've lost 16 pounds, so there might be some fat
lose
gone.
16 pounds.
Other
what
than that...
Get? That's little it. Bit hotter. Anyways. Okay, so let's go ahead. What is Lily picking?
This is going to be my only pick from Motley Crue on the entire list, surprisingly, but Tommy Lee is my pick for my drummer.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
That would be great. Tommy Lee Jones. And Tommy Lee Jones would like interchange places.
That would be something. Not only because I think he is a great drummer, he has a sound like no one else does. Also, he does the fun little tricks that he has, which I'm a sucker
like
for.
You like those fun little tricks, don't you?
I do like those
fun
little tricks.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Kill me.
That laugh is maniacal.
Kill me.
Do you have anything else you want to say about?
That's all I got.
What?
Wow. Other than he basically chased Nikki Sixx down to be in a band with him for a while before they formed Motley Crue.
Wow.
Okay, my internet won't go to the person I picked.
Oh, for
no.
Frick's sake.
I have to do a workaround. Here's my pick.
Like you're going to have to probably actually get something out of your own head there. So go ahead, Holmes.
Yeah, Holmes. Oh, sorry, I'm stealing Keith's shit.
That is my sign name for everybody now, male or female, it doesn't matter.
There you
Holmes.
Go.
I call everybody Holmes now.
Is that because of the workers of your roof, doing your roof?
No, I call them Mexicans.
Simple.
The best damn workers in the world, though, that's all I can say. Legal or not, bring bring them over. I got some roof work for you today.
I think that is a like a bug.
Hey,
or
remember
a bot
that time we got canceled?
What do you think, Lily? I'm not going to trust that.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to mess
with that. What are you doing? Got a virus or something?
Yeah.
It looks like something happened.
Something looks creepy. Let me just...
They're probably rocking the vid.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Your computer got COVID.
Oh, not again.
Can computers get COVID?
Yeah.
It's a virus.
My computer wears a mask.
Wears a mask.
Dr. Falk, you said they do. Everybody gets COVID.
You know what I did? You know what? For the past 6 months, Eddie Van Halen has been my background picture.
Right.
Guess who it is now?
Who is it?
Neil Peart.
Oh. We've gone back in time.
Yeah, and with him sitting in front of the kit with the pentagram, it's really badass.
We've gone back.
Okay, here's who I got on my list. I got my drummer is Terry Bozzio. Bozzio? You say Bozzio, I say Bozzio.
Let's go, Bozzio.
Okay. American drummer best known for his work with Missing Persons and Frank Zappa, but that is not why he's on my list. He's been featured on 9 solo or collaborative albums, 26 albums with Zappa, 7 albums with Missing Persons. He's been a prolific sideman, playing on numerous releases by other artists since the 70s. He was inducted into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 1997. His son and stepdaughter are also drummers, with the latter, Mariana, being a member of the band Aldius. Okay, the reason he is on my list, because he is on my absolute number one favorite Steve Vai album, and that is Sex and Religion. It's the album that Steve Vai actually hates. He doesn't like that album. He thinks it was a giant mistake. I think that album is freaking amazing. And and Terry Bozzio is on it, and I wish he would have done more stuff like that, but he's on a gazillion things, and he has a great catalog. So Terry Bozzio.
He was on a Korn record not too long ago,
okay.
Believe it or not.
Well, there you are. So we can definitely put him in here. All right. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, because this guy is the man, the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the guy when it comes to drums. So
I would probably disagree, but I know a little something about it. And here's what I'm going to pick, and I'm going to tell you. What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Well, your audience is applauding.
There you go. They love you.
Thank you. This is why I'm making the pick. And this is, like I said, I'll just totally concur with your opinion beforehand. It doesn't have to be the best players. I'm looking for a show. If I'm going to put a dream band together, okay, that show better be on point, man.
Good point.
I want guys to go to entertain. It doesn't matter. Terry Bozzio is probably one of the best drummers I've ever heard in my life. I couldn't play anything that Terry Bozzio plays. It would take me the rest of my life and then 2 other lifetimes to effing play what that dude plays. But here's my pick, which is a great pick by you, Lou, because that's one of my all-time. I mean, if you're a drummer, if you don't like Terry Bozzio, you might want to check yourself out a little bit. But my pick, like, once again, and I hate to piggyback off something here and be the copycat. My pick was Tommy Lee.
Oh.
He literally is. He has great feel, and he's not, like I said, he's not going to like sit there and set the world on fire with chops, but he's a good, if we're talking like an 80s dream metal band, I want Tommy, because the fact is that he's going to do some cool solo. He's very innovative in that whole perspective there, where he like, he did solos where I was like, when I see Motley Crue, regardless of, that's when it actually sounded decent. He would just do these like mind blowing solos. The dude was flipping upside down. He's doing this, he's doing that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy's doing everything. And he's a really solid player, has good feel. Listen to Dr. Feelgood. I mean, that's all you got to hear right there. But
yes.
I'm looking to put on a show, and this guy has it, man. And then
definitely entertaining.
He's a total entertainer, and he's a good drummer. And he's a great drummer, great rock and roll drummer. At the same time, and if you don't like my pick, then I will call Tommy because I have a number on him, and he's going to come and hit you with his dick.
Oh, wow.
It'll knock you out.
There's probably only one member of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast who would appreciate that. So
it's not me.
Kevin.
Yeah, right.
It's not.
If I said Tommy Lee was going to come over and hit me head with the dick,
I'll call my sister because that ain't happening.
What time? I want to make sure I'm here.
I'll be like,
I'll be honest with you. If you told my wife right now that Tommy Lee was coming over and going to, she would leave me in 2 seconds. You know what? I will call her in right now, and what she's going to say? She was like, "He looks like he never showers, but I don't care." That's what she said.
I get it.
Oh my god! Okay, guys. So the drummers that we have on the list at the moment are Terry Bozzio, Sandy West, and Tommy Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Pittsburgh Kevin, what do you got for bass players?
Oh, bass players. Oh.
Look, this wasn't a 90s, 2000 thing to pick friggin' Meg White. Go ahead, Kevin.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I thought we were going to go lead guitarist. So let me just...
Well, then we'll start with the rhythm section, right? Doesn't make sense if you start with the drummer, the next person...
I guess you could be right there.
Oh, my God. The crying in this room is too much!
All right. And you're going to start to see a trend now with my picks. My bass player is Melissa... Off Don Muir. Who is she, you're saying?
Who is it again, Melissa?
Why do I know that name?
Off Don Muir. She is the bass player for Hole.
Oh, that's right.
And I just, you know what? I fucking picked her because she's sexy. I think she's sexy. All right? You fucking happy?
You just want something to look
and,
at.
And plus, she has to put up with Courtney Love. So
That's not 80s, Kevin.
What?
And that's not an 80s band.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
But I'm going to let you go because, like I said, this is my last one today. So I'm going to irritate you guys as much as possible. What the fuck? Matter of fact,
why are you busting my balls over there? Hey. I'm just saying. Come on, Keith. You're busting my balls. Eh?
All right.
The crazy thing about the one thing about Melissa Ochtermore, as you would say, is if you listen to a whole record, she's a way better singer than Courtney Love, but probably so am I. But I like how the harmony vocals come in, and it's way better than the lead vocalist. It's amazing to me.
German.
And she played with Smashing Pumpkins after that, but she's probably a better singer than Billy Corgan, too, that bald fuck.
Well, maybe because...
Wait, it gets bald.
Hey!
I have nothing against bald. I'm just simply saying that he's probably in the next Addams Family movie, his Uncle Fester.
Oh boy!
Oh my God!
Yeah, he could be. He would be a good uncle in the musical version of Adam's Family. They do like a whole.
There's some people I've met down here that love the Smashing Pumpkins. Like they think that's a religion. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be totally an atheist at this point.
There's only one kind of pumpkins I want to smash. But go ahead.
Oh boy.
Okay.
So what do you got? What does that mean?
And this is the chick from Hole.
The chicken hole. Lily, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
Get that much ham right there.
Lily V6, everybody. Lily V6.
Wow, wonderful.
Come on. Give it up for Lily V6. Thank you.
Wow.
Billy Sheehan is my pick for my bass player. Talis, right. Mr. Big, Winery Dog, Steve Vai. I mean, he's got a whole repertoire of working with.
He's got a hole, all right.
He's got something. Working with all kinds of greats. I think he's a great bass player. I saw him twice, once with Mr. Big and once play with Talis. Loved him. He is he was voted in Guitar Player magazine 5 times for his lead bass playing style.
Yeah.
And that's why. Yay.
Yeah. What was in there?
And I don't know what's going on over here.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm not listening to him at all.
You must be.
I think you are.
No. You're easily
That's a good one. I like Billy Sheehan. Lou and I used to read Guitar Player magazine, and in the back of the magazine back in the 80s, they would have like new talent. And I remember seeing this crazy guy. He was like shirtless, but he had suspenders. You remember. He had suspenders, yeah. And he's just like crazy, crazy. And he's holding this funky bass, and it's like, Billy Sheehan. I'm like, who the fuck is Billy Sheehan? And then all of a sudden, he's like working with David Lee Roth, and then just, I remember that dude. So, yeah, good choice.
I like him.
Yeah. He's a nice
and he's super smiley he's a nice all the time.
Boy. I don't know what the fuck is going on here tonight.
I'm a little afraid when he says that.
Thank you.
Okay. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Who's next?
I got one. Mine. Okay. Mine is a gentleman.
Sorry, right? I'm dying.
Why don't you try to come back to life? We need more drinks.
I'm trying.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
More drinks for Lily, please.
Yeah.
Call 1-900 Lily Drinks.
Hey, you tried that Surge yet?
What?
Surge?
What's Surge?
It's, what is it, Truly or White Claw puts out a Surge. It's called Surge, 8% alcohol.
That's terrifying.
Wasn't there a Mountain
Can't
Dew?
Can't find it anywhere, or I would be drinking that shit like a fucking...
I think there's a Mountain Dew.
Okay. Okay. Thomas Michael Stevens, better known as T.M. Stevens, American guitarist and bassist.
Yeah.
A work with an array of rock and R&B and pop acts as a session musician, also leads his own groups. So he's played with like tons and tons and tons of bands. He's one of these guys that has ghosted on tons of Kiss albums.
Ooh.
And people like that who don't play their own stuff. And he's also in the my favorite Steve Vai album. But Keith was talking about guys that put on a show. He's like wildly energetic. He's got a very cool look. T.M. Stevens is who I have on my bass.
All right, then.
That's good, Lou. I mean, next time maybe, somebody we ever heard of, but go ahead. Anything else you want to wrap it up with? I mean, fucking, this is coming to you. Jesus Christ, give us something more Captain Paul.
I'm going to cry.
Wow.
Keith is so mean to me.
I know.
It's terrible. Somebody say something.
We
love
you.
Want you to know that my next pick is going to be my bass player, and I'm not copying. I don't know what, like I said, I think the fucking planet's out of alignment or something. My bass player, I swear to God, was Billy fucking Billy Sheehan. Yep.
All right. What the heck?
So we have
it's because I'm dying.
Lily
and Keith
on
the same page
just
twice.
Looking, maybe... Great mind things, thinking like, I don't know what it is, but
you think like a girl.
I want someone that can probably rock the shit out of that bass or do a two-hand tap. It doesn't matter. This dude's going to put on the show. Plus, he's an awesome rock bass player. And from Talis to Mr. Big to fuck Dave Lee Roth to whoever else he's going to throw down with, Billy Sheehan's going to put on the show. And that's what I'm looking for here. I don't got time for all this like technical bullshit. I want somebody that's going to fucking own the stage. And Billy... with my two guitar players that I've coming up, which are real nice, Clark. They're going to be just they're going to tear up the place, man. So I got Tommy Lee swinging that stick, if you know what I mean. And I can really see him so far. And we're killing it. Killing it.
Okay, drumstick. That is good.
Oh, drumstick.
You could stare a butt with that drumstick.
Yeah, you could.
Not me, him.
There is physical proof, yes.
It's proof of him doing it. I couldn't do it. I can't even fucking steer a kayak. You know what I mean?
Oh, should we not encourage him?
Nice.
What? We live in the United States of America, I thought.
The next thing we want
to... You're becoming a communist, Lou. I don't like it.
Yeah,
The next thing I want to get to, does anybody, before we get to guitar players, does anybody have a keyboardist on their thing? You do?
Well,
go ahead. I got one, too. Go ahead. You go first, and I'll do mine.
John Lord is a fucking man. As
yeah, not really 80s. That's total 70s.
Oh, come on, Keith. What's wrong with you?
Like, that's 60s. 60s and 70s, primarily.
Okay. Well, when did the album Perfect Strangers come out?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it's primarily 60s and 70s. Yeah. Yes, Deep Purple had a comeback album in the 80s. Technically, sure. That's true. Yeah. But he's primarily a 60s and 70s guy. But
he cut the list off the more.
Okay. I'm just saying. Oh, I don't mean anything by it. Okay, I'm just saying.
Whatever. Go to the next one because I'm about to throw up. All right.
No. So, okay,
the rules change for, like, you know, whoever's in the room, I guess. Because I'm not in the room. I got to fucking follow a different set of rules. But you go ahead, Lou. Rock on, Hans.
Wow.
Dude, pick somebody from the fucking 2000s and then fucking it's okay. I don't get it.
Who picked something from the 2000s? I picked Thomas Dolby.
You picked your fucking nose.
I'm trying to put a band together that would be like really kind of interesting, kind of different. Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Sure.
I don't want a keyboard player now. I'll take it back.
Oh.
Wow.
All right, then.
Wow. Did Deep Purple put out an album in the 80s?
Do you want a little cheese with that wine? Or wow. What do I do?
No. This just makes me know what I'm doing, but go ahead, man.
Hey, I thought you told us you gave up drinking.
I wish I'm going to start heroin in a minute.
Because you said you gave up drinking, but I think maybe you're drinking a little bit. You drinking?
Just a little bit.
I just don't like how you change the rules for certain people.
Oh, I'm not changing the rules. You could put in John Lord. I was just making an observation. My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
He's so sensitive.
He's very sensitive today. That's why I think. There we are. What do we do with these sensitive people?
All right.
Well, we birch. What's next? We belch on them. That's what we do.
I don't think we should talk about this topic anymore. I'm done.
I'm getting scared.
Oh my god! Everybody's gonna be upset.
I'm quitting. I'm leaving.
I might have a somewhat decent one now.
Okay, let's go ahead. Pittsburgh Kevin. Let's move on to the guitars.
Guitar.
No. And like, you know, whatever. However you want to do it. Like, I've got each one has two. Let's just go ahead. We are halfway through the podcast. Oh, we got time.
We're halfway.
We'll
there.
Go one guitar, then the next guitar. So
okay, sure.
Do your first guitar.
All right, good. Again, if you're noticing a trend with me, my lead guitarist. The one, the only, Lita Ford.
I thought you were going to say Miley Cyrus. I'm not even going to lie. Go ahead.
You don't know me at all, do you?
No, that's just how it was going in my head.
You don't know me at all. Lita Rosanna Ford is her whole name.
What?
Of course, yes, Lou.
Rosanna,
Lou. And, of course. Hello. Runaways alumni, of course. And then she went on to have a very successful solo career. But yes, if you've noticed, I've been picking all women because you know what? I loves the women.
You're horny.
I loves the women.
You're a horny
when it comes to women, I love them. But yes, Lita Ford is going to be my lead guitarist.
Thank you, Bones.
Bones McGoo, everybody.
Thank you,
Bob. Is he still here?
Yes. He is. He's right in the corner over there.
He's right in the corner.
Yeah.
He's right in the corner. Go ahead.
Me next?
Mm-hmm. Are you done on that one?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Lita Fraud. Good.
No.
Lita Fraud.
No.
Miss Ford, if you're nasty. Nuno Bettencourt is going to be my first guitar pick from Extreme 1985. Portuguese-American guitar singer, songwriter, record producer. He's recorded solo albums as well, founded bands including Morning Windows, Population One, Drama Gods, The Satellite Party, reunited with Extreme in 2007. Reunited. He did that guitar show that I saw Tosin Abasi and all the guys, Zach Wild, Steve Vai. Super fantastic guitar player. Please don't just narrow him down to the one song that everybody knows by Extreme. He's got a lot of great talents.
Yeah, he's a riff master, man. Yeah. Extreme has kick-ass riffs. Are you an Extreme fan, Keith?
Keith?
What? Oh, yeah. I'm going, yeah. I'm awesome, man. What?
Yeah. Okay. You're right there?
All right. Okay, cool. Good pick. I picked Ty Tabor from King's X.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Again, I'm just trying to, like, put guys together that I think might make a interesting, like, quirky or crazy kind of sound. So Ty Tabor is a lead guitar songwriter, co-lead vocalist for the progressive metal band King's X. Has a wide ranging guitar style, big riffs to soaring melodic passages. He uses volume swells and ambient passages, add an elemental texture to his compositions. He names his main influences as the Beatles, Alan Holdsworth, Johnny Winter, Ace Frehley, Brian May, Alex Lifeson, and Phil Keaggy, and original Alice and the original Alice Cooper band. In 08, Tabor was added to the guitar show's Chop Shop's list of top 100 most complete guitar players of all time at number 84. Very unique style, very unique tone, like really interesting tone.
Yes.
But heavy as hell. King's X is as heavy of a rock band as you could get from that era.
Most underrated rock band of all time.
Yeah, great band. Great.
You can quote me on that.
Thanks, Keith. So what do you got next, buddy?
We're looking at guitar players, right?
Yeah.
I can have two, correct?
Well, we're gonna do one, then we're gonna come and do the next one.
I'm off and do, but I won't jump line. Okay, I'm just saying I have two.
Yeah.
To pick from. So my first one is the man, the myth, the legend of all time, God rest his soul, who recently passed his way, Edward Van Halen.
Eddie!
Mr. Fuck you, man! Oh, no, wrong Eddie.
Fuck you too! Eddie!
You're the fuck you, man, right? Fuck you, Eddie. I'll see you on television. Suck my dick, huh?
Wow. That escalated.
Okay, wow.
I don't know that we actually
went to a different direction.
I don't know that we actually need any background on that.
Nope. Okay.
Particular guitarist. No. If you don't know who that is.
I'm trying to put on the show if I want to get someone to keep up with the bass player's two-handed tapping if he wanted to. Hey, if Paul Gilbert's not available, I could Eddie Van Halen.
No, there you go. Yes.
By the way, I wanted to add, I saw Billy Sheehan twice as well, and this is how wide ranging of like a player he is. Lily named Talis, and what was the other one? Mr. Big.
Yeah,
I saw Mr. Big and Winery Dogs.
Winery Dogs,
and that was kick. Wow. Winery Dogs, awesome.
I'm not trying to one up you, but I was in a rainstorm one time, and at Vandergrift of all goddamn places. The Vandergrift Street Fair, it was a little street fair in Vandergrift, and the headlining band, I'm not making this up at all, the headlining band was Billy Sheehan on bass, Dave Throckmorton on drums, John Mark Azzori from freaking Grapevine singing, and the guitar player was Red Beach.
Nice.
Wow.
That's a wild freaking lineup. And they said, when I talked to Throck, because I helped him carry his shit to the stage, he was like this. I was like, how much you practice for this? He was like, we didn't. I was like, okay. And they went up there and played a bunch of cover tunes, and it was killing, man.
They don't have to practice.
No, not him.
No. I saw Throck with it was a jazz trio.
Throckmorton's one of the best players. He's best one of the best drummers on the planet, and people just don't know his name outside of Pittsburgh, unfortunately. But you know, he got kids. He got adult things happen. Life gets in the way sometimes. But the dude is all world, man. He's like, that guy's sick, man.
He's world class.
I
saw him the jazz trio, and they were like, I was talking to one of the guys, and they're like, they were like, yeah, we don't know anything what we're going to do. Whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody starts playing something, and that's how we go. Yeah. And it was amazing. It was like jaw droppingly good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was like they were doing they did immigrant song. They did Don't Stop Believing, for Christ's sake. And it was just crazy to see them that the caliber of talent just play those like kind of just overplayed cover tunes. But it just goes to show you that hey, they probably met in the little I don't want to say green room, but like a little meeting area for like 10 minutes, and they were like, we're gonna play this and this all right now, and Don't Stop Believing, hey, it works for guys like that.
What can you do that in? Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Got
there,
yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
Cool. So now there's a second guitar player in our band, so Lily, who's your second guitar player?
He's your guitar player.
Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, I picked Jesus Christ.
That dude can do anything. He's the best part of
He can perform miracles.
So you talk about a show, Keith. He can walk on water
and feed the people watching.
Yeah, so I was drinking and I had no more wine, and he turned the water into wine.
Almost. Yeah, he's awesome. Lily? No, I'm just kidding. So to round out the band that I want to bang.
Wow.
Not the ultimate 80s bang, no. Kevin. It's the ultimate 80s band.
I misread your email.
This explains so much, Kevin.
Your email. So sorry. So my other guitar is going to be oh fucking hell. Jesus H.
Christ. Old age is a bitch. Isn't
hey, Kevin, let's get Helen Keller read that freaking message 6 times already. Shit, while we're young.
Too late, Keith. Too late. So it's Nancy Wilson.
Willie Nelson.
That old Willie
Nelson's sister, Nancy Nelson.
Nancy Nelson, the lesser known special needs sister.
I'll take a tattoo.
Here's a tambourine.
We are so canceled.
That's okay. Nobody,
thank God we're not on Facebook.
Nobody's watching. Yeah, exactly. Tonight's the night to do all this shit.
I'm actually waiting for that Barracuda You're Always On My Mind mashup. It's been I've been waiting for it my entire life.
You were always on my Barracuda.
Oh my God.
I wish you were always on my Barracuda. I mean, sometimes.
Wow. Wow. So we have Nancy Wilson.
Especially after that bag.
If you don't, Nancy Wilson is the guitarist in Heart.
From Heart, yes.
If you don't know that.
The Chicken Heart.
Chicken Heart.
This is your all bang band, huh? That's good.
It really is his all bang band.
It is. I actually had bands like you guys. And I'm like, no, I'm going to be progressive and pick an all-female band that I want to bang.
It's like Kevin's being like totally feminist, like, but for like the wrong reasons. Yeah. You know, women are going, yes, look at this guy. Yo, oh, he just wants to bang
women,
them.
Women first. Women first. Girls,
it doesn't matter. You pick the drummer for the Runaways, you probably can't even play a fucking paradiddle, but hey, she's an all-bang band girl. You know what I mean? Hey.
They don't run that fast.
Why don't you pick Roxy from... Vixen.
Roxy Petrucci, the drummer.
Can I go back?
She's on my B team.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So speaking of the B, B cup.
Why don't you get a girl and actually fucking play? Pick Chita Lee or some shit, man.
Ooh, I thought about it.
I'm not sure someone that actually has some fucking technique.
I'm just saying.
All right. Lily V6, what do you got? We're losing
Save
this
us.
Podcast.
This
is turning into a complete...
This is what happens.
Congratulations, Lou. Your podcast has become Chicago on a weekend.
Woo!
Anyway, my other guitarist is...
I hear what he said. Congratulations, your podcast just became Chicago on the weekend. I'm sorry. That was a good freaking joke.
Yikes.
Oh, my God, dude.
Your podcast has become Portland all of a sudden. Yeah. But,
it's on fire. Go ahead. Well, on fire. Go ahead.
My second guitarist is Red Beach.
There you go.
Winger Whitesnake.
Winger.
Obviously from the Pittsburgh area. Went to Fox Chapel High School. Went to Berklee College of Music. Played in Fiona Flanagan's band for a hot second. Worked with Howard Jones, Chaka Khan, the Bee Gees, Twisted Sister, Roger Daltrey. And what's funny is only if he can remember things, he'll be in my band. But according to Kip Winger, Reb is quite adept at coming up with multiple rock riffs at a time, though he is often unable to remember them later, which I did experience at the last Winger show. Kip's like, yeah, Reb wrote this. Reb's like, I don't know. I don't know if I did or not.
He's a genius, man. He's a musical genius.
But he is my other guitarist. Right. Okay. And he's nice when he wants to be. Sometimes he's crabby. I've met him a couple times.
That is a very cool pick, and Lily, I salute you for bringing the hometown, representing the hometown, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The home team.
Yeah, great. I mean, like Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Go ahead.
So on my list, I think because I had thought, I had picked Ty Tabor, and I'm like, well, what other guitar player would I like to hear him play with? Okay,
and you picked yourself, didn't you?
And I,
you're around in the '80s, man.
I picked Neil Young. No, I did not.
So you would pick him. Yeah. I think you would pick him just because you want to get his fucking mouth.
Actually, I would like to change my pick right now.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to.
But okay, let's say Lily said B team, right? So
yeah,
my honestly, I would say my pick was George Lynch. because he's different than Ty Tabor. It's kind of more blues based.
Yeah, got that shit. Got that. He's a riffer.
And he's got great riffs. But so I think those two would come up with some cool stuff. But I was also thinking that a good match for Ty Tabor in a band might be somebody like The Edge or Andy Summers.
Okay,
those might be like they're more progressive. So that might be kind of cool. But my pick was actually George Lynch. Guitars from Doc and you know, and Lynch Mob and some. And by the way, he did a project with Doug Pennick from King.
Yeah,
they did a project together as well.
Yeah, how was that?
I honestly, Keith, I haven't heard it.
How'd that go?
No, there you go then. Never mind.
So who's your other guitar player?
I'm just gonna go from legend to legend, man. I got Randy Rhoads, Eddie Van Halen, and Randy Rhoads in the same band. Jesus, yeah. What are we gonna do? That is gonna be off the chain. But yes, this is an incredible band. Matter of fact, out of all everybody's picks, no offense, I've by far had the best band. That's just there's no other way around it. Capiche?
I mean, I have half the band.
You have half my band. because we were in school, I would have accused you of cheating, like you were, you know, I'd let my hand up so you could see.
I mean, I said it first.
That's true.
Okay, so for drummers, we have Terry Abbasio, Sandy West, and Tommy Lee was voted for twice. For bass players, T.M. Stevens, Melissa Offendmore. Is that her name?
I have a question before you go any further.
Yes, you in the back. Go
I'm not done. I'm just reviewing.
Oh,
Chill.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm sorry, Lou. Hey, Lou.
He's in the back of the class.
He wants
Excuse
to
me,
them,
sir.
Them
just reviewing, so,
sir.
I'm just trying to review.
You didn't give us homework yet.
He's trying to throw a Joan Jett in, so he can have the entire friggin' Runaway catalog. What's the bass player doing nowadays? Who the hell was that?
All right, I got There's somebody missing.
Her name's Cher, actually.
It's like a T.M. Stevens, Melissa Offenmore, Billy Sheehan.
Yeah.
Billy Sheehan was twice.
Twice. Yeah.
Like cell case. That was another one that was twice. Yeah. For keyboards, we have Thomas Dolby and The Lord.
The Lord.
You didn't pick Thomas Dolby for real, did you?
Yes, he did.
Praise him.
And,
Why? Could I ask why?
Because I was trying to make a band that would be kind of really weird, but, like, heavy. And so, like, that's why I have people like Ty Tabor and T.M. Stevens trying to play with Thomas Dolby and George Lynch and Ty Tabor. That's just what I was doing.
Okay, man,
when you hear my
awesome.
When you hear who my lead singer is, you're going to kind of, I think, might get the picture.
Okay.
I'm just going for the show, man. I'm just going for the show.
For the one guitar player, we got Ty Tabor, Lita Ford, Nuno Bettencourt, and Eddie Van Halen. Mm-hmm. And for the second guitar player, we have George Lynch, Randy Rhoads, Reb Beach, and Nancy Wilson.
Okay.
Okay?
We're up to date now.
Everybody all together on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're gonna go around the room and give...
Kevin Good first. Pick another chick, please. Jesus.
Pick our singers.
Fuck all you guys. My lead singer of my all-chick band. Are you guys ready for this?
Neil Diamond.
Gigi Allen.
Get the fuck out of here.
Gigi fucking Allen.
No.
Yes. Get out.
You just changed it.
I know you did. You know why? Because I'm a little
Holy
tipsy.
Holy shit, you dismissed you from Rimbaud.
Well, who
did
That's you have
really
for
that
Come on.
I had Pat Benatar. Okay. But I'm...
We're just going to... John Lord, that's totally fine. But Gigi Allen...
Gigi
told
Allen.
Us what you were actually doing. You are sort of changing...
He's the shit.
You're doing what Keith accused us of, changing the rules. We don't want to change the rules.
I hate Gigi.
All right. I know you do.
That's it's what you like. Want. Just let me know about it, you know?
Pat Penetration. I mean, why don't I...
Whoa, not Penetration.
I have a female singer, too.
Okay.
What?
Who do you have?
I have Doro Pesch from Doro and Warlock. I decided to go with a heavier singer with all of my non-heavy...
I don't know how you spell
it. Doro the
Explorer? No, listen to her.
All right.
German female metal singer dubbed the Metal Queen. Her contributions to music and culture made her a global figure in the metal culture for over 3 decades. She's also a solo artist now. She's super hot, so that I wanted to do
is.
One.
Yeah.
I figured you did. Yeah, I wanted to have one female in there, and I figured Dora would be a good lead singer for my band.
Not Gigi
Allen? Still hot to this day, you think?
I think she is.
I haven't seen her lately. She probably looks like fucking, you know.
We're obviously have Hitler on the screen.
She's German.
Is watching on TV filtering down to the basement?
Yeah. Thank you. Danke.
Dankeschön.
Well, I was looking for something more succinct, but that will do.
Wow.
Just a little bit of Hitler to
frighten
your day.
I mean,
well, you can't do Hitler on Facebook at all.
No,
But since we're not on Facebook.
Hey, we're good to go.
Yeah. And I pulled that right off of YouTube, so YouTube can't say anything because
it's on YouTube.
Right off of YouTube, so. So who's our Lil, and you said
Dora,
and it's Dora. Am saying Gigi Allen. I'm not saying Gigi Allen.
No,
we'll no, no. My pick is
what? Who?
Huh? My pick is Devin Townsend.
Oh. I didn't say anything.
Oh,
that's my.
I swear.
This is why this band is kind of like off the wall, but because now you got Devin Townsend, and Devin is a great guitar player in his own right, but I would just have him fronting.
Yeah.
Acting like the maniac because he's really good at acting. He puts on a great show. He's got a crazy look.
What album? That was like that 1989 album he put out on New Year's Eve.
No, he did. He had a band in the 80s too, a smaller band. But he's on that Steve Vai album.
That's good. I was making sure. We're sticking to the rules, right?
Yeah.
My God, here we go.
Yay.
Want to know my pick? Do you want to know, kid? Huh?
Yeah. What do you got? Yes.
I kind of want to know.
Once I thought about this for long and hard, actually 2 seconds, I still wanted to put on a show. And this guy going back, I'm gonna have to take a little trip in the time machine. This guy in his heyday was the entertainer of entertainers. Thank you very much. The Diamond One himself, David Lee Roth, man. Because he puts on the show. He's a fucking clown nowadays, and he's retiring. And he said, yes, I'm retiring. Mm-hmm. Thank you, David, because you should go out. Maybe Vince Neil will hop on the same bus. But David Lee Roth in his prime was the man.
How can he retire? He hasn't done anything.
He did that
Joe Rogan podcast. He's great. I don't know if that counts. But, like, he did that Van Halen thing. How long ago was that? 2014 or something?
2015.
Yeah. He hasn't done shit. He's been retired.
Yeah.
He's doing, like, a string of shows in Vegas, like a residency in Vegas.
He's not doing shit.
In December and January. And he said he's shutting it down. He was, I'll miss you all. And I'm like, take him
in. Let me tell you what he's doing. He's got a David Lee Roth impersonator. And that's what they're doing. Meatloaf does the same thing. So our singers are...
Oh, boy.
David Lee Roth, mm-hmm. Doro
Once again,
Pesh,
I'm putting on the show, man. I want
Pat
the show.
Ben Atar and Devin Townsend. So,
actually, Steven Tyler was going to be my A1.
I have to agree with Lily. And so if we were going to all pick a band together, all musicians together, I would absolutely have to agree with Keith and Lily on Tommy Lee and Billy Sheehan.
Yep.
That's a great mix. Have those guys ever done a record together?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That would be cool, but I definitely have to say for sure.
Yeah.
I would definitely think that for sure.
Yeah.
Those two. I don't have any.
I concur, Captain.
So. let's just skip the keyboard thing because it's silly.
Jim, I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
Exactly. So who do you have for who? So our first guitar player is a Ty Tabor. Lita Ford, Nuno, and Eddie. Yeah. I think Eddie.
What about auxiliary percussionist?
I hate to be like a suck up, but I think that Eddie Van Halen.
I mean,
you kidding me? Tommy Lee, Billy Sheehan, and Eddie Van Halen, right there. I'm at the concert, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Shut up.
That's
take
what I
my
mean.
Money.
I wasn't thinking about the best players. People were putting on fucking Les Claypool and with Terry Bozzio. That's great. Great players. But I want a show, and those guys are great players, but I'm just looking for more theatrics, man. I'm looking for theatrics.
Yep.
That's all.
Okay, I got you. And the second guitar player, George Lynch, Randy Rhoads, Reb Beecher, Nancy Wilson.
Wow.
It'd be kind of cool to have a chick guitar player, too. You know what I mean? Like, back and forth, it'd be kind of cool.
But when you put her up against the other guy.
No, definitely going to be a rhythm guitar player if it's Eddie's in the band. The only guy that can hang with Eddie Van Halen is Randy Rhoads.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Reb Beach, maybe, but...
He'd forget everything.
But
yeah, right?
But I think that so... And as far as singers go, I would prefer somebody different than David Lee Roth. But let me finish... But I can't see Pat Benatar
Don Dockham
or Doro Pesh or or even Devin Townsend. He doesn't fit now either. He's too weird.
What about Don Dawkins? He's on his fucking prime, right?
No, you have to
kind of go with Dave, I think, right? For that lineup?
I guess the guys I'm thinking of are more 70s, so maybe you should just go with David Lee Roth.
Yeah, David Lee.
Because I was thinking Robert Plant and
Freddie Mercury would have been another one.
But these guys are more 70s, so...
I was going to pick Steven, but I thought more 70s. That's why I didn't pick him, honestly.
Yeah, I
out of the bunch, David.
I just think that band is so killer. I just not... I don't know. I'm just not... I don't know. I'm...
Let's just have a whole bunch of guest lead singers.
Yeah, just like Santana does, or The Doors.
There you go.
That would be fun. That band...
Let's make an entire album that's have a different singer on every track.
You know that one of the singers that was considered, she was actually approached, was Patti Smith.
For Van Halen?
Yeah, Van Halen.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, suck a dick.
Well, she just thought there was no way audiences were going to accept her, like, no matter what.
Yeah. I don't know. At the time, I don't think she was married to John McEnroe. He probably would have beat the shit out of her. He'd be like, this fist is on the line. Boom.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're even talking about.
I just like hearing Keith talk.
John McEnroe. You don't know John McEnroe?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with him.
She was married to him.
And so what? Who cares?
All right, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Like, I know he was a tennis player. She's a singer.
That's a match made in heaven. See, match. See what I did there?
I don't know if she was married to him at the time when she was approached by Van Halen.
Oh.
It was the fucking joke I was making, dude.
I just didn't understand it. I'm sorry.
This is a joke.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, it's just never a joke, mind.
Right?
Yeah, I can't believe none of you guys picked Neil Peart for drums.
Yeah, I'll pick my nose.
What?
Wow.
But he's more 70s, you're right.
Fucking out of here, man. I can't take this.
Keith.
Whatever. You okay?
Yeah.
He all right?
Where'd he go?
You there? I don't know what's going on. So I'm looking at some of the guys that chimed in online.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Scott Soto is a vocalist with Steve Harris, Terry Bozzio, John Sykes, Rick Emmett, and Derek Sherinian on keyboards.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I give props to people who picked keyboards because I can't do that.
No, I can't either.
I was not a keyboards type person to pick one.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen, Glenn Tipton, Dee Snider, Steve Harris, and Nico McBrain. McBrain. Jack Russell, Randy Rhodes, Neil Schon, Billy Sheehan, and Scott Rockenfield. Like, these are all would be like interesting bands. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They'd be like. Oh, that was my comment. Never mind. So, Sebastian Bach, Cliff Burton, Randy Rhodes, Steve Stevens.
Yeah. Steve Stevens.
And Mike Portnoy.
Yeah, I thought about Cliff Burton. Thought about Steve Stevens. Before I pick the chicks, I want to bang.
Bruce Dickinson. Nobody had that yet.
Oh, wow.
That might be
he's on my B team.
Bruce Dickinson, Cliff Burton, Dave Mustaine, Randy Rhodes, Dave Lombardo.
Not Lou Lombardi?
No. That might be the one I might consider the best pick from the fans. That's a cool band. It's not as good as ours.
I mean, nothing is
no,
as good
ours
as ours,
is better,
obviously.
For sure.
The question that's in my mind is, who's going to win that mug?
How about this, Keith? Steve Harris. Steve Harris and Tommy Lee is a rhythm section. Nuno Bettencourt and Matthias Jobs on guitars.
Oh, wow.
And Ronnie James Dio. That freaking killer.
He's my C team.
That's a really good C band team. Right there, man. Yeah. Steve Harris and Ronnie James Dio in a band together? Are you kidding? Tommy Lee on drums?
I had Dio, Frankie Benali, Kip Winger, Eddie Van Halen, and Steve Brown on my C team.
That's a good band.
There you go.
That's a good band.
I did it like fantasy football. I actually picked three teams.
So we know your A team. Who was your B team then?
Bruce Dickinson, Roxy Petrucci, Kelly Nichols, Dimebag, Jakey Lee.
Oh, Dimebag.
Look at you.
Dimebag. And Jakey Lee. I was thinking of Jakey Lee as well. I was like kicking him around a little bit.
And my C team is Dio, Benali, Winger, EVH, Steve Brown. And then I had benchers who were Dan Lochner from Anthrax. He was a bass player. George Lynch and Mick Mars were on my bench warmers.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think. Well, how about this? Check this out. King Diamond.
That's a good one.
What? Vernon Reid and Red Beach on guitars.
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Talk about heavy versus
again,
light.
I don't know. I don't know the bassist in the. Do you know these folks? Jean-Yves Theralt on bass and Igor Cavalera. Do you know any Igor?
He was from Sepultura.
Yeah, Sepultura.
Wow. Okay, so that's a pretty heavy band right there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that bass player.
Voivod.
I probably should, but I don't know. I'm off the top of my head.
Voivod is the bassist.
Oh,
oh, there you go. That is a very odd mix there, but yeah, that's cool.
Talk like it's all heavy except for Reb.
Yeah, he's more. He's definitely more.
Well, he might forget that he's not heavy.
He might forget.
And so that might work to his benefit.
Eddie Van Halen, Steve Vai, Rudy Sarzo, and Carmen Appice. That's a good band. That's a good band.
Man,
that's Willie Franklin. That's a pretty good one. Good. I mean, Rudy isn't like flashy like Billy Sheehan, but like he's a good in that type of music.
Oh yeah.
He says he doesn't have any idea for a singer. They could just play instrumentals, I'd buy it. Lily's boyfriend, I don't know any of those people. I can't pronounce half the names.
Becerra, Scheldener, Markowitz, Kronos,
Sherman, I know Kronos. Kronos, because he was in one of them movies, one of them fantasy movies. Hank Sherman. Hank Sherman.
Oh, Hank.
Oh, I know Hank Sherman.
He's a good picker.
Possessed. He's going real heavy. So it's Possessed and Death.
Wow. Possessed and Death.
And Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse. Oh. Nice.
And Merciful Fate. So, he's going real
heavy. Did I read somewhere that...
Ozzy.
Jim Carrey's favorite band is Cannibal Corpse.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
He was. They were in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
They were.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
This explains so much about his whole personality.
Yeah.
Because okay. That dude is fucking out there like Pluto.
Just a little.
Keep cutting out, man. See? There's something going on.
Where'd you go, Keith?
It's that Facebook fucking curse. Donald Zuckerberg fucking on me now.
Well, somebody Zuckerberg could have released something. I mean, somebody could have released something onto the internet to like jack with everything.
No.
So
I think Zuckerberg's about to pay the bills.
Because, like,
I heard this had everything to do with the whistleblower on Facebook. The whole shutdown today.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is, somebody's got something going on.
She's going to trial tomorrow, isn't she?
Look,
isn't that convenient?
Yep, I agree with you. Remember, everybody, there's always more going on in that you do not know than you do know. Way
exactly.
More. We know a little wee bit. We know, but what's really going on is hidden from you. So don't even, if you think you're going to run your mouth like you think you know something, you don't know shit. Lily likes Jim Vernon's pick.
Yeah.
Pat Phillips says Warren DeMartini, Jake E. Lee, Ronnie James Dio, Les Claypool.
Wow.
And Keith won't like the drummer. He is Mike Portnoy on drums. I know you hate Mike Portnoy.
I've seen a couple of Mike Portnoy's on there, and I just, you know, there's no, you know, what can I say about taste?
Brian Wilson, not that Brian Wilson.
That'd be great, though.
Has the one, has a Randy Rhoads and Steve Stevens. That's a kind of, with Cliff Burton on bass. That's kind of cool.
Sure. I like that the one guy actually came up with a band name.
Oh.
I think that's kind of cool.
What is it?
The band would be called Baron Stripes. Lead vocalist, Michael Drive. Guitarist Oz Fox, lead and rhythm guitarist Ray Paris, bass Jim Laverde, and drums Robert Sweet, and keyboard would be Don Airey.
He went super Christian rock, but that's fine.
Praise him.
Christian rock. Not just Christian rock.
Super Christian. Super Christian rock.
Super.
This is why we're going to get canceled.
Look, my perfect 80s metal band is Striper, because they believe in Jesus.
They throw Bibles in the crowd.
That's all I need.
I kind of feel like when I get hit in the head with a Bible, I don't Mozzarella? Know how Christian you actually are.
Asiago?
I always thought the Striper and Slayer Shatter? Should go on tour.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Striper, Slayer. Slayer, Striper.
It's the Heaven and Hell tour.
Right?
Great, you got it. Keith, that's brilliant.
Nice.
You know what? That they could just basically kill each other before the tour ends. First one to lose as many members. Because, Jeff Hanneman is dead, so we'll have to bring him back. And then I don't know who's left from Striper. But I bet they could have a good throwdown every night.
I like Chris Thunderwolf Dodson's pick. I like Jim Vernon's pick. And Podrat's pick.
I will never vote for that.
Why?
You know why. Actually, I'm not going to vote for that anyway because I don't like Dave Mustaine. So.
Oh, he likes you.
Okay, so sorry, Josh.
He tell me so. I like that Lily.
I have to go with Jim Vernon's just because he's got Tommy Lee, Steve Harris, Nuno Betancourt, and Ronnie James Dio all in the same freaking band.
So that's two.
Oh, wow.
That's two for him.
That's kick ass. I know. I'm not a big Scorpions fan, but I'm sure Matthias Jobs would sound great in that band. I don't know his playing in detail.
I know it's fine. It's my last bar.
I know. I see it.
I'm sure he's shredded on Winds of Change. Absolutely. But keep going.
And like I said, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson's is Mike Patton, Steve Vai, Jimmy Page, Les Claypool.
That's fucking dope. That's Dave dope. All right, that's the winner right there. Ding, ding, ding. We got one.
Okay, we're gonna go.
There you go.
We're gonna go with Thunderwolf. Okay, Chris.
Yes,
you're the wiener.
Oh, what?
Wait. He's already sponsoring the show. This is fixed.
I know. It's kind of fixed. I don't know. Chris, I'll send you something. Okay. I don't think we should do Chris only because he is a sponsor of the show.
He's almost like an employee of this.
Send him a T-shirt.
So here's what I'm going to go with Jim Vernon. I think we're going to go with Jim Vernon then.
Oh, so close, Chris. Sorry.
Sorry.
Wait, who did Thunderwolf have on the skins, on the drums?
Meg White.
No.
Oh, come on.
Dave Lombardo.
All right.
Which is a good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick, man. That's a pretty ultimate band.
My only beef with Thunderwolves is Jimmy Page on guitar. That's my only beef because it's definitely 70s. That's my only beef with his picks.
That's a good lineup, but right, Chris. Sorry, buddy. I know
the firm.
I know, but he's
I don't disagree
firm.
With it. I'm just saying it's not 80s.
I know what you're saying.
Send him a Ludini bobblehead.
Do we have those?
Back to Kevin's bands again.
We'll send you something because Chris, it's not fair that we mentioned you and then said no, you can't have
see
it.
See how we are.
Bullshit.
No, you suck.
Bullshit.
That's not cool.
Jagoffs in that.
That's not cool. It's not cool.
I mean, that's a great band. I would totally listen to it.
Yeah. Awesome band. Everybody did a good job tonight. It was super fun. We've been on an hour, so unless you guys don't want to hang out for just a little bit longer and see what the Beatles did today.
Yeah, they did something.
If this will work.
If that'll work. No.
It won't work.
Don't even.
We're not even.
Then don't even worry. The internet's acting up.
Yeah. It's
acting up for it.
Certain sites I can't get to. Anyways, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Check out China, man. They're all over our shit.
Go to China. No, don't go to China.
No, don't go to China.
Only if you want to be put into a concentration camp.
What?
Wolf's Customs.
I'm here. Coming to a station near you.
That's right. Wolf's Customs.online. Shout out to our brother, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. They do amazing custom paint work on musical instruments. Check them out. Rock Rage Radio. Download the app, rockrageradio.com. Speaking of Rock Rage Radio.
Oh, I have one of those shows, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
On Thursdays, it's Hot Licks with Lily Six. Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, Rock Rage Radio. You can get the app for free or just go to rockrageradio.com.
What the hell is that noise
going on?
Those are Hot
Licks. Oh,
this is Hot Licks.
You suck that mic pretty good. You sure do got a pretty mouth.
Oh, my God.
You gonna cry for me.
Yikes.
You hear dueling banjos in the background?
Hey, Vern, it's Ernest. Oh, that's a different movie. But that'd been great if that Vern guy, if that Ernest guy would have popped up. They should remix Deliverance with that scene.
Oh my god.
Hey, Vern!
Stop.
Have Jim Varney just pop up in the background, just look around.
I hate that movie.
You're an idea man. That's what you are.
That would be hilarious.
You're an idea man.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm an idea man too, if you really want to know. I was thinking about today about how to make tuna fish if I took the mayonnaise and fed it right to the tuna.
Wow.
Right.
And speaking
of... You totally bypass the middle, man. Boom, right to the tuna fish right in the can. They already got the mayonnaise in them.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
You're a real entrepreneur. And speaking of tuna fish, Keith, what do you got going on? You got some gigs? What's happening?
Man, I'm playing all the time with just, you know, whoever and whenever. I think this week I'll be at the Blind Tiger in Slidell, and I'll be at the Blue Crab out by the lake. You know, if you can make it, if you're in the New Orleans area, come on down and I'll play some drums and we'll drink and maybe we'll do some weird unreligious shit.
I'll be there.
Yeah, the Blue Crab.
There you go.
You would die if I actually showed up.
Unreligious.
Depends on what band I'm playing with. I would be dying. Like, don't come to this one. It's good go over there.
You'd be like, why are you here?
save it for the good ones.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is our website. And LouLombardiMusic.com. Either one of those will get you some very cool stuff. Access to our private group on Facebook, as well as some free music and opportunities to win cool prizes. So check that out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Great show tonight. Keith the Hawk Hawkins, thanks for being around, brother.
Our sister
from another Mr. Lily V6. Pittsburgh Kevin, is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up for this for today's show?
I feel like I can see his leg. That's what's talking to me, that knee. The entire leg is talking now.
There you go.
It's almost like a talking leg.
It is a talking leg. That's my new band, The Talking Legs. We're going on tour with the Talking
Heads.
Never mind. Bye now. No, I just want to say I love all Yin's guys. Even you, Keith. Even you, Keith.
Oh, that's nice. Give me a stick out your tongue.
But I am, actually.
All right, guys. It's been a great show. We'll catch you all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.